Same old face, staring right back at me. Time goes on, and the lines start to show all the miles on this body and soul.
They don't know, look, living the life. shout beyond this flesh. Morning, WMFO. My name is Jeff. I'm the host of the Chef Jeff Show. Welcome to another 5 a.m. Friday edition of the Chef Jeff Show. This is Chef Jeff, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. All right. To kick you off, well, first off, I was a little late. I apologize. But I think you could have told from the fade-in when I came into the studio. But that was just Numa by Tool off of their new album, Fear Inoculum. I definitely think Numa is one of the better cuts off that record. I didn't hate the record. It was a little underwhelming, especially given the 13-year separation since 10,000 Days. In my opinion, their best album so far. We also got Brandon. Brandon, say hello.
Hello.
Get a little closer to the mic. Oh,
hello.
Hi. Brandon here is a big Tool fan, and I knew he was coming today, so I figured we got some more stuff for him, too. This is definitely a more rock-oriented show. We got songs that are either straight-up rock or are influenced by rock, and Yeah, that's just kind of the theme of the show for today. There's a lot of stuff I want to get covered, but I did want to talk a little bit about Tool because we are actually going to their upcoming show on the 14th of November at the TD Garden, Boston. I guess tickets were going for after after they sold out, based probably, I'm assuming, instantaneously. The general admission, like the pit tickets, were going for around 2,000. But the way that Brandon and I landed pit tickets, or I'm like 90% sure they're pit tickets. I can only assume because the way that I ended up getting that was from I wanted to thank the Tufts Daily. They've been giving me some awesome, like incredible opportunities there, and I guess like the PR people for Tool reached out to us and asked if anyone wanted to cover the show, which when that during our arts section meeting, someone brought that up and I lost my mind. I didn't think that bands like that would be reaching out to Tufts to give them just to hand out some tickets to get their to get coverage on their show. But I'm very excited. It's going to be very intimidating writing the article, making sure everything's all good, but it should be an awesome show. And Brandon's coming along as a photographer. We're not saying Brandon's experience level in photography, but he's coming, and that's what's important. All right. Coming up, we got some Childish Gambino off, we got some other surprises too. Keep tuned in. This is the Chef Jeff Show.
live here happily. You and me, yeah, we make possibly the peace. Now let's go. Deep in that
So just now you listened to Family, You and Me by the up-and-coming internet sensation Lil Nas X featuring Travis Barker of Blink-182 fame. And before that you heard Boogeyman by Childish Gambino. So yeah, both hip-hop artists, but definitely more rock-oriented songs. Of course, many of you know Lil Nas X from the Old Town Road song that's broken more records than I think anyone could have predicted. But that song is definitely a more rock-oriented song.
I definitely like that one.
You like that better than Old Town Road?
Yeah.
I love the energy. It's so cool. I like how he's branching out into other genres like that and like keeping his personality and stuff. And yeah, same thing, Childish Gambino. That album's really good. The aesthetic is awesome. Not all the songs like that. It's definitely more of an R&B-oriented song, but that song's definitely got that, like, it's got the grooves down. It's a very bluesy kind of influence song. All right. So I apologize if I'm going to cause any aggravated driving, but we're gonna tune it up. We're gonna crank it up a little bit. We're gonna play a little metal. Nothing too extreme, but you know, it's metal. You know, we'll kickstart your Friday morning in some way or other. This first band, we actually saw them in concert not very long ago. And this is definitely my favorite song by them. I think it's a lot of people's favorite songs, especially, or at least from recent times. Here's Rats.
Time's like
wanted to. Remember, brush and put a little makeup. You wanted to. I discussed the baby with the shakeup. You wanted to. Why'd you leave the kids up on the table? You wanted to.
Well, I don't think you trust. Self-righteous suicide. I cry when angels deserve to die. In my self-righteous suicide. I cry when angels deserve to die.
Hello. I hope you enjoyed those. Okay, you can hear me a little better now, perhaps. All right, cool. Okay, so you just heard the famous, the beloved, Chop Suey by System of a Down. And before that was Rats, as I mentioned, by the band Ghost. And as I mentioned before, Brandon and I saw them in concert. The concert was awesome. The concert was incredible. It was a lot of fun. Those guys put on an awesome stage performance. The setup was really cool. The songs have like a really fun energy to them.
Most of them are really catchy, actually.
Hold on, wait. Can you talk again?
Yeah. Hello?
Huh. Okay. I think like... These are like oddly quiet. I don't know why. Maybe it's just from my end. Okay. Oh, it was entirely from my end. I apologize to everybody. I was trying to fix a volume issue, but my headphones are just pretty low. Okay, anyways, we're going to turn it back down a couple notches. My dad is tuning in, and so we had a discussion about some of the greatest songs of all time. It's a very hard thing to gauge, but we were talking about how some things from the British, like some highlights from the British invasion, those are definitely some divining songs. So this one was discussed, and I hope you enjoy.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had said, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted.
when you left.
Alrighty. So, you just heard You Are the Apple, or some of it actually, by Lady Lamb. I want to talk about her in just a second. But before that was She's Not There by The Zombies. Okay. So, Lady Lamb, I was talking earlier about how Brandon and I are going to Tool, thanks to my membership, like, I guess, like you could say membership, my semi-journalist career with The Tufts Daily. I am also having an interview with Lady Lamb this upcoming Monday. Three days, four days. Yeah. That's crazy. I'm very excited for that. She's an awesome artist. She's super talented. She's a really unique like songwriter. I really want to talk about like her. I'll ask her about her methods, like how she comes up with some of the lyrics she comes up with, and you know all that sort of stuff. So that interview will probably be publishing some point like the week after, so make sure to check that out. I also have other articles coming up, so that was Lady Lamb. Let me just tell you guys something that you should know. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right. Cover up your cameras, I guess. I know some people say, well, you know, the tape can smudge the camera or whatever if I want to use it. They also have those little things where you can stick it on and you can like kind of switch it open and then the camera is revealed and then you can close it back up. Those things are pretty cool. They're pretty cheap too. I think I got a couple for free actually. I just haven't like put them on my computer because I'm afraid of it like messing up the mouse pad, I guess, the way that my computer closes. I don't know. I wanted to start a new thing on the Chef Jeff show. I kind of wish I did this last year. I mean, I didn't really have a Chef Jeff show. It was kind of part of another thing. And I also was going to do this last show, but the idea just like dawned on me yesterday. I wanted to briefly discuss an album. Preferably, I would like to do a weekly kind of album review sort of thing based on albums that I recently released. And so to start it off, I think it'll be only fitting if I were to start with one of my favorite bands, Swans. Brandon, you didn't end up listening to that record, did you?
I listened to a couple songs, but I didn't get through it.
Yeah, I think so. In comparison, for those of you who don't know, Swans are an experimental rock band. They've been around since around the early 80s, if not the late 70s. Michael Gerard, the head man, he's been doing a lot of interesting things over the course of his career. He's a very controversial figure. But people do regard him as a very intelligent songwriter and composer and producer. Perhaps one of the best in rock right now. This album, Leaving Meaning, I think it was released, if it wasn't last Friday, it was the Friday before. It is probably one of Swan's best quality-wise sounding albums in their discography. The Glowing Man definitely did that. This is their 2016 release. The Glowing Man was definitely one of their prettiest, most like aerial kind of sounding album. Leaving Meaning doesn't quite do that, but the mixing and all that, it's really taken into account. It just sounds very, very pleasant to the ears. Unfortunately, it is also, since their resurgence in 2010, it is their most underwhelming album. I think there aren't quite songs like Screenshot off of To Be Kind or Oxygen off of To Be Kind or Lunacy off of The Seer, where it's got that kind of hard-hitting energy with like loud instrumentals and just that like pummeling guitar riff. You don't really get that on this record, but you still you still get a taste of Swans, and it's fitting. It's in a fitting place after their kind of second resurgence faded out. They went on their last tour late 2016, early 2017. We do have returning artist, drummer, percussionist Thor Harris, that has production credits on this album. But this is basically just Michael Girard bringing, I think, the personnel is around 30-ish people to come together and put this thing together. It features some people include The Necks, which is, I think, an experimental Australian jazz band. They have writing credits for a couple of songs along with this neoclassical dark wave, which is one of my favorite new genres.
What does that even mean?
Neoclassical, I don't, just like darker stuff, but neoclassical dark wave artist Anna Von Hauswolf is on here. She had an album, Dead Magic. I actually listened to it recently. It is an awesome album. A lot of people really loved it from last year. So she has some background vocals on this album. But other than that, yeah, it's just Michael Girard kind of doing his thing. There are some really, really awesome songs on here. The leading single, It's Coming, It's Real, was more of kind of a dark folk country kind of song, which definitely reflected their stuff from the 80s and 90s, which at times it got really boring to, if you want me to be honest with you. But the way that it was done this time, the way that everything was arranged and mixed, the background vocals are awesome. I love that song. My favorite song perhaps would be What Is This? That one has a really awesome string arrangement. It's one of the, I guess, more beautiful songs in the Swans discography, if you had to ask me. But overall, again, this is definitely like one of the better sounding albums in their discography. I wish there were more highlights, but that doesn't necessarily hurt it too much. And when I say underwhelming, I guess I was expecting some kind of great album to come out of Swans, after they've been working on this for a year and a half, I believe. And then they went through the mixing process basically all this year until they released it. But yeah, I'm thinking kind of, if you want me to give me a, if I, excuse me, if you want me to give you a score out of 100, I'd say probably 80. I think like a solid 80. This is going to be one of the more well-composed albums of the year for sure, especially because we're coming so close to the end. That's a little scary. I haven't listened to any albums so far this year that have completely blown me out of the water. There are a couple that I really loved, and I've definitely been playing over and over again. Brandon's lipping me, Slipknot. They actually did have a terrific record. They're definitely going to be likely in the top 30 for the year, definitely maybe even the top 20. That was an awesome composed album, but there's also artists like Injury Reserve, Black Midi, Freddie Gibbs and Madlib, Pup to name a few. They've definitely had some really awesome records so far this year. All right, I've been talking too much. Let's get back to the music. We got some interesting stuff. I guess we're kind of like dialing it down to more recent stuff, and then we'll close it out with some more rock. So here we go. Let's kick it off with some Cage the Elephant.
Touch, force to fall, side of the hand. My- At least you're on the radio.
That coffee feel like nice rug, I ain't talking real pipe. I'm Cyclops when I twelve come near. I dress up when I hang with rich kids. I guess I'm hanging with rich kids. Hey, I just started some new shit, yeah. And we still watch a bootleg.
Say you wanna make a scene.
I ain't never seen a brown boy like this. I should have seen your lips through your eyelids. I should have bought some gas for the mileage. Now my whip hella stuck with no pilot. In the end I kinda hide from my biceps. I ain't really got no biceps. Why you always concerned who I kiss? Yeah, I just wanna call for a ride then.
My baby's calling me, I'm picking up like every day, asking where I'm at.
Okay, so welcome back. You just heard Hijo de su Madre by the wonderful Omar Apollo. And before that was Social Cues by Cage the Elephant. Omar Apollo he's more of a rising R&B artist. I kind of stumbled. Oh, no, I definitely did. I was trying to remember how I found out his music, and it was off an Apple Music playlist, actually. Apple Music has honestly blessed me with some really awesome music. He's shaking his head at Spotify. I will be switching to Spotify next year because I want to keep track of my listening metrics to see. I want to get like a good gauge of how often I listen to music, because sometimes I kind of get a little worried about how often I listen to it. And I also kind of want to listen to, like, just want to see, like, my listening habits. See, it'll show you, like, who I'm listening to the most often, which albums I'm listening to the most often. I kind of want to get those metrics, because Apple Music does not provide that. And I'm sure there are Spotify playlists that will, I guess, like, to some capacity, introduce me to new music, I know. I know, like, Apple Music really likes to highlight certain artists. That's how I've learned about artists like Khalid. Actually, they highlighted him before, or like right around when Location was popping up. Same thing with Omar Apollo. Same thing with Kuko. I'm trying to think of some other artists that they were really. Louis Capodoli. I've really wanted to get into his music. I have not listened to him yet, but I've heard very good stuff about his music. Just artists like that. They've really been promoting the hell out of, and. They tend to be very good artists. That's just what I have to say about that. So we got 8 minutes, give or take. I really wanted to play this song last show. We ran out of time. It is a live song, but I've been listening. This whole album was live, and I've been listening to it fairly often, actually. It's an artist I definitely have enjoyed over the past year or so after I got into his music first with his album Twin Fantasy. But this is the live album Commit Yourself Completely, and the song's originally off of this album Teens of Denial, but I really enjoy the song. Hopefully you will too. Let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
All right. So yeah, that was just Fill in the Blank, the live version at the Newport Music Hall in Columbus, Ohio, by Car Seat Headrest. All right. I wanted to thank you all for tuning in to the Chef Jeff Show. This is Chef Jeff, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. All right. So yeah, this is the second episode of, I guess, the fall season, so to speak, for the Chef Jeff Show. It's been super fun so far. I can't wait. Hopefully next semester, I do want to bring in, I guess I have plans to bring in some Tufts musicians. I want to talk about them, about their work, maybe play some of their work. Hopefully play some of their work, I guess, is the way I should say that. But yeah, so we're going to be tuning in. We're going to be turning into the next show, but I got one last song. So I'll throw in a little Lenny Kravitz and say goodbye. So yeah, once again, thank you so much for tuning into the Chef Jeff Show. Please tune in next week. Thank you.